Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. It's Monday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, and that translates into no BS job search advice. This is a time where I like to take a few minutes, 15 and to be specific, to talk with you about how your job search doesn't have to be that hard, it doesn't have to be that painful, and frankly, it doesn't have to be difficult at all. You just have to open your eyes up and realize that finding work is different than doing work. Finding a job is different than doing your job. It's a completely different set of skills. And that's where this show, No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and all my other information is designed to help you. You see, I want to take the mythology out of job search because, frankly, I find people suffering tremendously throughout this process. They kid themselves as to how well they're doing in their search. They don't get the salary offers or job opportunities that they hope for, all because they're not as well prepared to search. So I'm taking 15 minutes out of a Monday morning to talk with you about how you can improve. And today's show is brought to you by ConsultingAssignments.com. ConsultingAssignments.com is a site where you can find and fill consulting assignments, temp to perm, full-time consulting, and contract to hire opportunities anywhere in the world completely free. Posting a job, posting your resume is free. Searching jobs and resumes is also free. Contacting one another is also free. There are no hidden costs. The only thing that they charge for is if you want to feature your job or feature a resume, it's $10 for 30 days. And that puts you in a premium position on the jobs page and on the resume page. So that's consultingassignments.com. Now, before I go into today's tip, I just want to make sure that you know what was in the jobs report that was issued last Friday in the U.S. by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And even if you saw the headline that said, good news, 195,000 positions were created, and that's more than what was expected. And as a matter of fact, in addition to that, we found that 70,000 more positions were created in April and May than we originally expected. That's not exactly the whole story of this jobs report. You see, there are probably some things that you didn't hear about in that jobs report that for some reason the news just doesn't cover. I don't know why, and I'm not going to speculate. I'm just going to simply say it wasn't covered. So here's some of the stuff that you didn't hear about that weren't in those headlines. Okay? So the first thing is that 58.7% of the civilian adult population of 245 million was working last month. Sounds good. That is lower than it has been in a long time. 47% of Americans had a full-time job. The number of Americans who wanted to work full-time but were forced into part-time jobs because of the economy jumped 352,000 to over 8 million. The number of full-time jobs created in 2013 so far is actually 130,000. 557,000 part-time jobs have been created this year. In other words, more than 80% of all new jobs created in the United States this year have been part-time jobs. The U6 rate of unemployment, which is considered the real unemployment rate in the United States, actually rose from 13.8% to 14.3%. In the last year, almost 2 million Americans have left the workforce. If the same proportion of Americans work today as just a decade ago, there would be almost 9 million more people working. Right now, IT hiring has become strong. Many of the new jobs that were created were in areas like leisure and hospitality and retail, which may indicate seasonal hiring and certainly to me indicates part-time jobs. Of the 11.8 million jobless Americans in June, 4.3 million have been out of work for 6 months or longer. And given what I read elsewhere, 6 months has become a de facto cutoff point for hireability. What does this mean for you? Well, frankly, if you work in IT, there's little excuse for you to not look for work, even if you feel a little bit disgruntled. You can find a job at Starbucks or a local hotel or restaurant or work as a temp. And, you know, frankly, you don't take a month off to begin your job search. You get going right away. So that's the jobs report that you haven't heard about so far. Let me now talk with you about my tip for this week, which involves SEOing your resume. What you want to be doing, when you think of SEO, most of you will tend to think of search engine optimization for your website or for a website. So if you do search engine optimization, what you want to do is get it in a higher position on Google or one of the other search engines. Well, the same thing is going to apply to your resume. So whether you post it to a job board or you send it to, or you upload it in applying to a job through one of the applicant tracking systems, all of these systems are basically looking at search engine optimization techniques to figure out whether or not you're a worthy individual for them to be contacting. So here's a few tips that are designed to help your resume get a superior position or responses when people are looking at it. Actually, they're not even looking at it. When these systems and search engines are evaluating your resume. So number one is make sure your resume has all the keywords that are necessary to describe your core skills. That's for a traditional search engine, not if you're applying for a job. If you're applying for a job, you have to think in terms of the key phrases that will demonstrate your fit for the role and put them in a position where they're going to be seen by the tracking system, which normally means in the first half of the first page of your resume. So then there are the secondary keywords that are necessary. You have to think in terms of the keywords that may relate to that functionality that you want to demonstrate your experience as having. So those have to be in your resume too. Don't think of trying to cheat the systems into boosting your resume because, frankly, they're very well tuned to this kind of nonsense. So there used to be a theory that if you put the keywords in white on your resume, that would work for the tracking systems and for the job boards. They don't. As a matter of fact, most of the applicant tracking systems are now tuned to penalize people who do that sort of nonsense. So don't try to trick the systems into thinking that you have more experience than you do. Just demonstrate it within the first half of your resume in particular. Now, think in terms of having two versions of your resume. One is searchable for a particular type of job. One is readable. And you want to have resumes that if you send to an employer as an email are readable resumes. So think in terms of screenshots and having resumes that each third of your resume, and people will page down probably three times at most, that these resumes look well and demonstrate a fit for the role within actually probably two page downs, because that's really one page of your resume plus a little bit more for most resumes I look at. It's probably true of employers as well. So think in terms of having your resume demonstrate the fit quickly, and not expecting people to read the entire thing. And if you want to do a little bit of homework to make sure that your resume really does fit what you're trying to accomplish, look for 20 jobs, 25 jobs that you think fit your background. And notice the pattern in those job listings that they look for. Make sure your resume demonstrates the fit for those 20 jobs. So that this way, you know your resume is going to get picked up on by both the search engines and by the applicant tracking systems. So that's my tip for this week. Let me now talk with you about a few of the new jobs I'm recruiting for. The first one's in northern New Jersey. It's for a senior network engineer, a CCIE in particular. They're pretty open in terms of compensation. So figure they're going to pay to about a base of 170 plus bonus. They want someone with at least 5 years. Well, they want a CCIE with Cisco Core routing and switch experience, Cisco storage switching, Cisco server products, Cisco security products, a current CCIE with at least 5 years of relevant implementation experience working at a Cisco VAR. As I said, to about 170 on a base plus bonus. That's in northern New Jersey. In New York, a senior software engineer at a VP level with market data analytics background. A degree, preferably a master's, with at least 5 years of relevant working experience in market data environment. Prior working experience with terms and conditions, pricing, and settlement of assets in both exchange trading and OTC global capital markets. Exposure to both fixed income, equity derivative data, and analytics. Someone who may have data architecture background, some applications architecture background. Experience with Perl, C, C++, SQL, in a database environment. I figure this is going to about 170 on a base plus bonus, total comp to about 2.25, I'd say. An account exec for the Mid-Atlantic region. This is an industrial products firm. I think this is about a $75,000 job. At least 5 years of sales experience in the high-tech. They're looking for at least 5 years of experience, forget the salary I said, in a high-tech environment, preferably in data storage, able to qualify opportunities, additional experience in FlexPod, vBlock, private cloud, Cisco UCS, data center, VMware, data protection, disaster recovery, or business continuity. A solutions architect in Sherman Oaks, California. At least 5 years of hands-on experience with NetApp, EMC, or Hitachi data storage, disk technologies, SAN storage architecture and products, good experience with VMware, ESNet, Solaris, Linux, Unix, a number of different technologies. So if you're qualified, interested, and available in any of these positions, email your resume to me at thebiggamehunter@cisny.com. If you know someone who might fit one of these jobs better than you, by all means, ask them to forward a resume. There are many more positions at jeffalpin.com, so come over to the website and search the listings. If you still don't see anything that fits your background, I'd be happy to receive a copy of your resume. Just put the phrase "on spec" in the subject line. While you're at my site, sign up for No BS Job Search Advice e-zine, which I publish on Tuesdays with advice for job hunters. Read previous articles I've done for the e-zine. Watch videos that I've done for YouTube. Matter of fact, subscribe to my channel on YouTube, which is The Big Game Hunter TV. You have to go to YouTube to be able to do that. Listen to previous podcasts of this radio show. Search positions I'm recruiting for. Find out about my coaching program where I coach job hunters to find work more easily. There's a lot of good information at jeffalpin.com, so come over to the website and go explore it. Two last things. If your firm is trying to hire someone, send me an email at the Big Game Hunter at CISNY.com. Let me know who and when to who to contact and whether or not I can mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff a position. Finally, if you haven't already done so, send me a connection request on LinkedIn. The address is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people all over the world, except if you're a third-party recruiter or in a country known for scams or spam. So this is Jeff Altman. Hope you found the show helpful. Hope you have a great day. Take care.